The title of this morning's message is Asking for the Blessings. Let me ask you again. Do you want the blessings of God? Raise your hand. You want that. You're being honest. You want to be blessed by God. All right. The question is, have you asked for them? You see, there's a very simple biblical principle that says we have not because we ask not, the scripture says. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. How many of us are missing some of God's best blessings, not because God hasn't provided for them, but because we have failed simply just to ask God's blessings? That's why one of the clear points of those four things on the 7 minutes of prayer is to pray that specific prayer and then articulate in your words what you want God to bless you on every day of these 40 days of blessings. This morning's message is really built around an Old Testament character. In the Old Testament, we are introduced to a man named Jabez and two brief verses of scripture. It's a two-verse biography of this man. In 70 words, he is forever memorialized, not because of a great accomplishment, but because of a great request. He is known for one thing. He asked for the blessings of God. His life legacy is a prayer for God's blessings. Turn with me, please, to the text you see listed in your worship notes, 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. Let's stand together as we honor the reading of the Lord's Word this morning. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it would not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. May the Lord bless the reader's word. You may be seated. Before the 3 points, which we will get to, there's 4 very quick things which will be on your screen. There's no place to fill them out, so you gotta make your spot in your worship notes. But there's 4 basic convictions that are behind the heart of Jabez that would compel him to make this prayer, which was the defining characteristic of his life. He will forever be known as the man who prayed for the blessings of God. 4 core convictions to Jabez's heart, which were foundational to his prayer. Jabez believed God. Simple enough, isn't it? The scripture says, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He had to believe that there was a God to pray to before he would ever be motivated to pray. Jabez believed God. Jabez believed God hears. Why would he waste his time praying this simple request of God's blessings if he didn't think God could hear, if he couldn't articulate and God couldn't understand what he was saying? But not only what he heard, but how he heard. Jabez believed God, believes in God, believed God hears, and believed that God cares. Jabez had the sense, had the conviction that if he brought his request to the Lord, that God cared about Jabez's own life, and that his request would be honored according to God's caring heart. And the last core conviction that motivated Jabez's prayer, Jabez believed God answers. Why would you pray if you didn't think there was a possibility of God answering your request? Now, we have no sense of the specific things that may have motivated Jabez's needs or compulsions or the circumstances around his life that may have compelled him to say, Lord, I would love for you to bless my life in this way, here, now, because of this need, crisis, or problem. We don't know that, but we don't need to know that. He prayed a prayer trusting God with the results and the response to his life, saying, Lord, you bless according to your will. But he believed that God was there, that he heard him, that he cared, and that God would answer. And because of that core conviction, I believe that's why God, we see, answered Jabez's prayer. But what do we know? Let's look real quickly this morning. First of all, Jabez longed for the blessings of God. He longed for them. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of God make a person rich. The blessings of God make a person rich. That's not speaking always of financial. You heard Brother Varghese's testimony how the Lord, he went through a time after he became a Christian. He was born and raised a devout Catholic, but he was not a Christian. He had not been born again. He was saved and became a born again believer. And that there was a time there that he had a good job, but he lost his job. But then he went through that little bit of a struggle, but the Lord supplied and provided him a job where he was getting time and a half more than he was in the previous job that he lost. How often would we say, Lord, help me not to lose my job, help me to keep my job, and yet God's wanting to say, well, I tell you what, I'm gonna fire you from this and so I can give you a better one. But we don't see the better one yet. We're just bemoaning the fact we've lost this one. How often do we miss God's blessings because we don't trust Him enough to see where He's going to take us, although it may be through a valley for a time. He longed for the blessings of God. What does the word bless mean? Bless in the biblical sense means to ask for or to impart supernatural favor. When we ask for God's blessings, we're not asking for more of what we could get for ourselves. Does that make sense? You can't earn the blessings of God. You can't go pry them from God's hands. You can't make God bless you. You can't do enough good things as if we could merit the blessings of God. I've said it before, I'll say it again because we are so slow to get it. The blessings of God are based on grace. The blessings of God are always based on grace. We cannot earn them. We don't deserve them. God chooses and blesses according to His sovereign will. But because He's a God of grace, His blessings are things that we could not bring upon ourselves. And then He qualifies it. Bless me indeed. The indeed kind of blessing. Not just bless, but bless indeed. Notice, indeed means a lot, lots, overflowing with the goodness of God. God, I want a boatload of your blessings, not just a little bit, but give me a lot, Lord. Give me a lot. Jabez's longing for God's blessings was not based on the character of Jabez, but on the character of God. We don't stand before God demanding His blessings as if we deserve them. We do it simply because we know God's heart. God's heart. Notice the scripture, Matthew 7:11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask Him? It's describing the heart of God to bless His children. Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him who is able to do, here it is, exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. Have you been blessed that way? Does God want to bless you in that measure, that level of blessings, but you fail to ask exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think? God blesses beyond our ability to imagine or comprehend. How many times has God blessed and we simply missed His blessing because we didn't recognize it as coming from God? How often has God engineered circumstances in our lives and we didn't give God credit for it? Have you ever had a close call in a car? Close call on a motorcycle? I remember after I started riding again, I was on the 75 coming back from Sherman one day, and there was a girl and a couple of young ladies in a pickup truck that pulled right into my lane. I wished I'd have had a stick. I'd have whacked on the back end of that fender. Bam! Get back over there, woman! God knew better than to give me a stick on my motorcycle. But anyway, I thought it'd fit real good to slip it out of my boot right there and bam, you know. But when you have those moments, do you go, man, I'm glad that's over with? Or do you go, thank God you saved my life again? How many times that God does things around our lives and we don't recognize the exceedingly abundant beyond all measure of the blessings of God? God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us in so many ways. Blessings by their very nature are undeserved. He was not being preposterous here by asking for this blessing. He is not demanding blessings. He is asking. Blessings come from a Hebrew word, berak, meaning to kneel. Blessing means, comes from a Hebrew word which means to kneel. It's describing the spirit of surrender and yieldedness. The graciousness, the grace on which we stand or kneel before God. To kneel is a, as I kneel every Sunday morning, it's a posture of submission. It's a physical way of expressing, hopefully, a heart. Every prayer should be prayed with a kneeling heart. You may not can kneel. You may not be able to kneel because you're praying driving down the road or in some context that way. Maybe you're in the sitting in the personnel office at your company and it's time for a prayer. Your every prayer ought to come from a heart that's surrendered, yielded, submissive, saying, Lord, this is my need, this is my hurt, this is my struggle, this is my life. I'm coming to you because I know you're a God of grace. Every request of blessing is based on a surrender of our need before God. And then secondly, not only did Jabez long for the blessings of God. Let me ask you this morning, what do you long for? What preoccupies your mind and your spirit and your heart, your thoughts? What do you long for? You know, it's interesting, the older I get, the more I'm in circles where discussions of politics come up. I don't know what it is about aging that brings out politics. Sometimes the discussions are funny and sometimes they're not too funny. There was a time when my dad said he was through talking politics with the rest of the family. It's done. We're not going there. But as I hear those discussions, and not that they cannot be motivated by a desire for our country to be going in a particular direction of influence and grace, but I wonder if our concerns are more physical and not spiritual. God, are we longing for you to show yourself to be God in this country? Are we longing? What do you long for? Is it money? Is it security? Is it a bigger house, a car? Is it for your kids to finally get out? What do you long for? You know? What preoccupies your mind? Is it God? Is it more of Him? Jabez longed for God. He lived for the blessings of God. He lived for the blessings of God. You'd be reminded of the experience of Abraham in Genesis 22, where it says, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed," there's that word again, "indeed I will greatly bless you. And I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemy. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." Abraham is an illustration of the doorway through which God chooses to bring his boatload of blessings. The scripture clearly says Abraham put himself in a place, in a position to receive the blessings that God already wanted to give him. And God says, because you did not withhold your son, your only son, the son of promise. Now you talk about a staggering request. Abraham had Isaac, his son that they'd been looking forward to, the son of promise that had taken years to accomplish. And he was finally there. His son of old age to be the one to bring the generations of blessings on the earth. And then God says, Abraham, now I want you to sacrifice that boy. Lord, are you nuts? I mean, to bring me through the miracle of me and Sarah having a child in her old age. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could go there. A lot of that could be real humorous we could talk about. But they were celebrating God's blessings. And then God says, I want you to sacrifice your boy. And the Bible says Abraham took his son, left his servant behind and said, let's go to the mountain. I'm going to build a fire. I've got the knife. And every action of Abraham's behavior indicated his absolute willingness to take the life of his only son until God's angel stepped in and stayed his hand. Because Abraham believed God, God says, I'm going to bless you indeed. I'm going to greatly bless you. You're going to be a blessing to the world because of that. God's blessings come through obedience. Jabez's character was consistent with his confession. The scripture says he was more honorable. Honor is not something first external. It is internal. What he prayed, he lived. He was praying out of a heart. You see, folks, when we're praying for the blessings of God, we are knowingly or unknowingly asking for God's will, are we not? We're asking God, you do your will, because God's not going to bless against his will. He's not going to fight himself. He's not. He's always going to be consistent with himself. And to pray for God's blessings is to say, Lord, I want your will to be unfolded in my life. Now hear me. If I am living this direction in heart, spirit, mind, attitude, relationship, finances, in some way living this direction, and yet God's will is going the opposite direction, I'm swimming upstream, knowingly or unknowingly, in rebellion, softly, indirectly, indifferently, playing games in some spiritual level in my life while I'm trying to give some outward expression of obedience in other levels. God wants the heart. God's not playing games. And if I say, Lord, I'm asking for your blessings. And he's going, okay, bam. He slaps me upside the head and I turn around. My whole life is stopped in its tracks. Oh, Lord, you mean this direction? He said, son, did you ask for my blessings? Well, yes, God, but... How many times have we said that? Lord, I want your blessings, but I want to tell you what they ought to be. Hello! You're going to tell God Almighty how he ought to bless your life? Oh, man. We've done it. Or when God's brought a blessing, it came, we're going to talk about this later on in the series, it'll come disguised in some ways and we won't recognize it and we'll get mad about what God's doing in our life at the moment because it may bring a hardship and not a comfort and we want to say, Lord, stop the blessings. You know, the scripture talks about us as being brutish. That really means stupid. Let's move on. Quote from A.W. Tozer. If he prayed in one direction and lived in another, that would be hypocrisy, therefore dishonorable. And then this quote. Prayer at its best is the expression of the total life. You see, we don't just pray with our lips. We pray with our life. We pray with our life. And then notice this as well. A.W. Tozer, another quote. To pray effectively, it is required of us that there be no unblessed areas in our lives, no part of the mind or soul that are not inhabited by the Spirit, no impure desires allowed to live within us, no disparity between our prayers and our conduct. Now, let's be honest. That is, in its expression, the fullest hope. Hopefully of our hearts. But to be honest, we all struggle with elements of polluted hearts. Elements of polluted hearts. It's one thing to admit an ongoing struggle of temptability or a long-standing battleground in your own heart and soul. It's one thing to admit that there are areas and pockets within your motivations or thoughts or whatever that you struggle with learning how to allow the Spirit of God to fully possess that area and take control. But it's another thing to give up the struggle and just let it go on in your life rampant. It Is your life lived so that you are blessable? Oh, wow. Very quickly, three things under this point, not on your screen. Why does God want us to ask? Why does God want us to ask? Three things I would suggest. Again, not on your screen. God wants to ask because asking clarifies our request to ourselves. Sometimes when I've asked people, listen, when I pray for you, what do you want me to ask for? When we pray and ask for God's blessings, we need to get specific. And sometimes when we state it, we can realize that we're not clear enough about what we really desire for God to do. So when we articulate it, it clarifies our own hearts. Secondly, it prioritizes our needs. When we pray, Lord, I want you to bless, and then you think, you know what? That's a pretty shallow request. Lord, I want you to bless. No, I'm not saying that either. That was in my mind, but when I say it, it really sounds pretty silly. Lord, what I really need is, this is number one, and that's the number two, and this is number three, and all that other stuff is really silly. I was at the sound booth before the service and, you know, doing our setup for stuff, and I expressed a frustration about in some context. And Andy said, oh, so we're voicing our frustrations, aren't we? Are we? I said, okay. Everybody gets one shot. He said, oh, no, I can't stop with one. We've all gotten stuff. But how important is it when we're asking for God's help? It not only clarifies and prioritizes, but it purifies. Sometimes when we make a request, we just go, Lord, that's just selfish. That's just shallow. That's not of your spirit. You see how prayer works is when we bring our hearts to God and we say, Lord, we want to know what you want us to have. So you compel us to purify our own desires so that our requests are asking for the very things you want to give. Don't you love it when your kids come and ask for what you had available to give, but they weren't in a position to receive it yet? And then when you get the joy of saying, can I have? You betcha. Are you living the blessable life? We're encouraged to be a blessing to God. The psalm says in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. How in the world can we bless God? What does it mean to bless God? You mean we can be a blessing to God? You mean we could turn this around and say 40 days of blessing God? You see, that's the whole key. When we bless the Lord, he blesses us. That's the blessable life. You say, well, how do we do that? Donald Gray Barnhouse, the old pastor and theologian that traveled this country many years ago, did meetings. Great theologians, left some books as a legacy of his ministry. A man came up to him one time and asked him, Dr. Barnhouse, how do we bless the Lord? This is what Barnhouse said to the man. He said, do you have any children? Yes, he replied, I have a boy who's 6 and a girl who's 5. I ask at Christmas time, do they ever give you a present? Sure, he replied. Dr. Barnhouse said, well, where do they get the money? I asked, well, I give it to them. He said, now hang on a second. You give them the money that they go buy the gift that they come bring to you. Said, yeah, that's exactly it, he said. You pay for the Christmas presents your children give you. So you're so glad when they are talking about it with their mother. They're whispering secrets. They're excited that they're going to surprise Daddy. Then on Christmas morning, they come and say, Daddy, here's a blessing for you. It ultimately came from you. Because it was a blessing. But it was a blessing because it came with their love. Every blessing we give the Lord in our heart's response really comes from him. The old song says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We bless God by returning the things He's blessed us with. You know, we talk about in Revelations when the crown of life that God's going to give us, and when we enter heaven's glory, we simply take those things which He has given to us out of the faithfulness of our lives and we go lay it back at the feet of Jesus. You see, it's not about us. It never has been. Oh, I need to close. Jabez looked for the blessings of God. He not only longed, he lived, he looked. James chapter 1, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. He prayed with anticipation and God answered. The scripture says, God gave him what he asked. We don't know how, we don't know in what way, but that's not what's important. It's that he prayed and God answered. Let me ask you this morning, are you longing for the blessings of God or the blessings of this earth? Are you living for the blessings of God? Are you looking for the blessings of God? If anything, I want this journey together in 40 days of blessings to create a consciousness within us as God's people to be aware that God is always working around our lives 24 hours a day. His Spirit is working around our lives, doing His will, manifesting Himself. But often we're so blind because we're consumed with the needs of the moment or my stuff or my wants or my desires or my frustrations, and we miss the activity of God, which is right in front of our face. If anything, one of my longings for us is to change what we're looking for and begin to see how God's bringing blessings every day in our life. Let's pray together. My Father God, thank you for this prayer of Jabez and the encouragement that he gives to us. This simple prayer, as he prayed out of his life, an honorable man. He believed you, God. He believed that you hear, you care, and you answer, and you did. Lord, you were faithful. Father, I pray in these moments that you would help us as your people, as a part of this fellowship in this place, to realize you are actively engaged in kingdom work right here in Mesquite, in East Dallas. Lord, and you are working through your people. You're available and willing and ready and able to use any of us to bless our lives and be an instrument of your grace to others. Lord, help us to long for your blessings, to live for it, God. To look. And say, Lord, what are you blessing today? Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity. May our hearts be willing to receive the blessing even now. Maybe some of us are living in a way that's not blessable. Maybe it requires a change of direction, an alteration of our path, a crucifixion of our desires. God, not our will, but thine be done. Lord, if some need to come and spend a moment at this altar, saying, God, if I say I want your blessings that I hope we've been praying for every day, 7 minutes a day at least, saying, God, bless my life here, now, there. Lord, help me to get my life in a position where you can. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.